Hello everyone, Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is Parashat Vayetze. And in this week's parasha, we have the beautiful story of Yaakov Avinu, who goes to marry the most beautiful Rachel. And as Yaakov goes to marry Rachel, we know the story. Lavan, their father, sneaks in Leah, who is the firstborn daughter, firstborn sister, to marry Yaakov. Yaakov wakes up the next morning, he sees that now he's married to Leah, and he goes to Lavan and says, this is not who I wanted to marry, I wanted to marry Rachel. And Lavan gives Rachel as well. Yaakov has to work 14 years for Lavan in order to receive both of these wives. Now, what's very interesting about this story is that Yaakov loved Rachel more. And that it was noticeable that he loved Rachel more. It was shown to the wives, to Rachel and Leah, that Rachel was the one he really wanted, and Leah was the one that Lavan, their father, snuck in there. So, as the story continues, you actually see that Rachel was the loved one more. And why that's so important, as the story goes on, what happens is Rachel was not able to have children, whereas Leah was able to have children. And the Torah tells us about a story from the first child of Leah. Reuven comes, and one day he goes out into the field, and he brings home these dudaim, these, let's call them fruits. And Rachel hears that these fruits potentially could help her be able to potentially get pregnant. So she asks Leah, she says, Leah, can maybe your son give me some of these dudaim in order for me to potentially get pregnant? And Leah tells her a line, and this line is so interesting. Leah says, first you take my husband, now you want to take my son's fruits, my son's dudaim. But really, if you think about it, it's the other way around. Leah wasn't the favorite one. Leah was the one who took Rachel's husband. So if anything, it's the other way around. So what should the response be of Rachel? Rachel should probably, or any normal human being would probably respond in this situation, Leah, what are you talking about? This is my wife. This is my husband. It's not your husband. How can you say, first you take my husband? It's not your husband to begin with. But that's not what Rachel does. What is the response of Rachel? The response of Rachel is complete and utter silence. She doesn't respond. She doesn't say a word. And she keeps her mouth to herself. And because of that, she was blessed that she has Yosef HaTzadik as a child. And Yosef is the one who saves all the brothers later down the line. What do we learn from this? We learn that when a person is in a time, in a situation where they can say something, they can defend themselves, they can fight, they can argue, but they keep their mouths shut, Hashem will repay them so many more times more because they stay silent. We learn this also in the Pirkei Avot. The Pirkei Avot says, Shimon beno, Shimon the son of Rabban Gamliel would say, that my whole life I grew up amongst the Chachamim. And the most amazing thing I found in my life was silence, was being quiet and listening to others and not being a person who speaks a lot, but a person who stays quiet and is keeping his ears open. And that was the attribute of Rachel Imenu. Rachel stayed silent. She listened, even though she was right. She could have fought. She could have argued. She was 100% the one that was supposed to be the wife of Yaakov. But still, she kept her mouth shut. And that is the big, amazing praise that we see from Rachel Imenu. May we all learn from the lessons of our forefathers and our mothers. And let's learn from the lessons of Rachel Imenu. That in a time and fight of, in a time of argument, in a time that you can really say something, keep your mouth shut. Because the Gemara says that anybody who keeps their mouth shut at a time of argument, the world continues to exist for that type of person. Shabbat Shalom Mevorach.